Well, welcome back to the season of what I've come to call Ranticles and Canticles. So this is where I get to say the things that I might not always say in some of my other thoughts and sermons, partly because I think I'm still on a journey, as many of us are, of getting beyond what I was taught as I was growing up, particularly in the church. And today, in all three of our readings, and I'm counting the psalm as a reading for this, we had the concept of judgment. Judgment is a bit of a dirty word for many people. The concept of judgment has come to mean a negative way of looking at people, like judging someone on what they wear, how they look, or whether they fit the latest trend or not. Not that such judgment obviously bothers me in the least. Obviously, I go with that meme that came out a few years ago that said, Anglican clergy are so uncool that we went out the other side and hit awesome. And that's my story, and I'm sticking with it. That kind of judgment is the kind that seems to come from a place of superiority or feeling superior, looking down on others, of wanting conformity or obedience. Most of us find ourselves doing it sometimes. My partner sometimes calls me out just by saying, that's a bit judgy. And then there's the more formal idea of judgment that has evolved in the West, the adversarial version of so-called justice, which we have taken from the Roman, the Greco-Roman model. The judge is the one who finds people guilty. Yes, I know people can be found not guilty too, but that's not what we usually think of. And yes, I know it's the jury that deliver the verdict, but it's the judge that passes judgment and delivers sentence. And that's how we've been enculturated to think of judgment. And that's how many of us in the church think of judgment, including Jesus' admonition today, judge not, lest you be judged. And then there's the ordering of judges in the story of Moses that we heard today from the Hebrew Scriptures. I do think that on this occasion, Jesus is using the word judge in the manner that we have talked of, that we shouldn't think of others in a lesser way, that we shouldn't judge others' actions, lifestyles, attitudes without expecting that kind of judgment ourselves. The Greek word we translate as judge in this instance in the original verse is from the verb krigo, which actually means just to decide. But the concordance I read around this says the implication in this passage is to condemn or punish. Condemn not, and or you will be condemned, is the feeling of this verse. But the word judge, both in its Greek form and in English, and the various words in Hebrew that we translate as judge or judgment, is significantly more neutral than we have come to expect, and has many more layers than the simple punitive aspect of judging that we focus on these days. The word judge means to decide, to discern, to weigh up, to sift. It's closely connected to wisdom, our theme in the Hebrew Scripture reading this morning, and is an act of balance. It's restoring balance and bringing wholeness. Judgment is not, as our overly individualized world has it now, about one person judging another. It's about holding balance in community. In the story we have from the book of Exodus, the judges are appointed to share the load of Moses in keeping the community together, in assisting in the deciding of disputes, in promoting fairness and equity, and in bringing about harmony. For a better understanding of this, we only have to look at the structure of many indigenous communities throughout the world and throughout history, where the needs of the community are the focus of judgment. Judgment is more concerned with the well-being of all of the whole than it is with the punishment of individuals. When something happens that upsets the balance of community, whether it be a crime or a dispute, the purpose of the gathering of the elders or of the council who discuss this is to consider first and foremost how to restore wholeness in community. This can be through restorative justice, where someone is called to account for the wrongdoings that they have committed and sees the impact of their actions on those they have wronged. It can be, in extremis, excluding someone from the community if their actions are thought to be beyond the community's resources to deal with, or beyond the person's ability to repair. This is the kind of judgment the church is called to consider balance, wholeness, harmony, healing, peace, and all the actions that lead to equitable and just outcomes. Sadly, the church at large has become known for sitting in judgment in the worst way, of considering itself superior and appointing itself moral arbiter for the world. We have a reputation for being judgy in the worst sense. Rather than living the example of love and affirmation that we see in Jesus, rather than seeking that justice, equity, and wholeness which our scriptures strive, though often falteringly and fallibly, to point us towards. So let us seek wisdom, discernment, and respond not with negative judgment which divides, but that compassionate, wise judgment that affirms and includes and seeks to make whole. Thanks be to God. Amen.